this nigga.
Just get your levels right with your bitch ass.
He's trying to tell this nigga a secret. Hold on, what? Like, huh? All right, dog. Like, never mind, man. Like, you don't tell me no secret, nigga. Write that shit down. Even a paper loud as hell. Like, what he wrote.
Look, like, you try and treat me like Meek Mill all the fuck you want. Like, not true.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm not that fucking loud. What's time for me?
I am Aaron Vincent.
I almost fell for real shit. I swear to God, I hate
loud
you.
Ass nigga.
Why,
man,
I can do this shit with you? I should just got on here and talked about Christ, man, like I planned.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, that was
up.
My original plan.
Yo, lying ass. You didn't even go to church on Easter, bitch.
I did.
Alternative Blacks. It's your boy Troy. What up, though, Detroit?
I am Eric Vincent. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back again. Episode 5.
Fever.
Cinco. We out here. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all you ladies out there.
I hope y'all celebrated well, sitting in them long-ass brunch lines and shit.
Yeah. The crazy part about Mother's Day and Father's Day, like, the restaurant shit be, like, so overpacked that it's like, damn, you can't even really go out and take them nobody out to eat, like, enjoy that no more. They just ruined that. But shout out to the ladies, though. Like, y'all are the key ingredient to life. Y'all do play a big role. So hope y'all day was well, and us Blacks, we enjoy you.
What'd you get into?
I saw my mom, you know, she was cooking. It's like, I hate to say it, but she cooked on Mother's Day.
That's why they the shit.
Yeah.
Mothers out here working on the day they celebrated. Not working, but, I mean, putting in work.
Yeah.
The day they supposed to be celebrated.
Had a good meal.
Salute.
Spent time with family, you know, enjoy the holiday for what it was.
Gotcha.
What about you?
Spent some time with the grandparents, you know, spent some time with my mom's, you know, she being her mom. You know, same old shit. Good time seeing the family. My brother came in town and shit.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he in New York, ain't he?
Yeah, he in gentrified Brooklyn.
That's weird. They say it's gentrified now.
Yeah, I still got to see that. What's his name?
Like,
the Tracy Morgan show.
Oh, yeah.
Last OG, I think it's called. Yeah. I still got to see that shit.
Like, yo, Hov used to sell crack out of there?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know.
No. It's just dead. No, they had their own traces of the past. But, you know, speaking of which, actually, I feel like America's at a crazy place right now. That's true. Always. Since day one. But we started to see a lot of things that we've heard about back in the day kind of being revisited. But it's in a different fashion now.
History repeats itself always.
In a different fashion now, right? 2018. You know, we saw acts of protest from, like, sit-ins. You know, Rosa Parks sit on the bus. You know,
right.
Peaceful marches and shit. Now, 2018, we got some crazy boycotts here.
Nigga, we boycott everything in 2018.
We do.
Starbucks.
I mean, I never drank Starbucks to begin with, so I wasn't hurt about that.
I ain't gonna lie. I fucked with Starbucks. They were overpriced, but you better off making your own damn coffee.
That's real.
Or getting a Red Bull. Either or.
So, we had a boycott Starbucks, Waffle House.
The Waffle
that
House.
That hurt.
I'm not, like, too, like, aware of what happened. So, what happened with this?
So, I guess somebody would call the police. Okay. And the police, in typical pig fashion, and I'm saying pig is in dirty cops, because there are good cops. There are great cops out there who do their job. I've seen great police work. Fuck you, Troy. And that's not what it looks like, what we saw in the video at the Waffle House. We saw the officer, like, grabbing this black dude by the neck and slamming him all over the place, slamming him on the door, slamming him on the Waffle House windows, put him on the ground and shit. Just mad excessive force for no reason.
Because
shit,
he didn't put ketchup on his eggs.
Boom.
Wow.
So, but then again, back to the point of conversation, now we got to boycott Waffle House apparently. H&M was another one. We talked about this 100 times.
Yes, H&M.
I was crushed by that because I love me some H&M deals.
You was in there though. You said 70% off?
80. So I don't know what Troy's talking about, but that was another tough decision that black people had to make. But what are the statutes of limitation for that shit though? Because I feel like it was a lot easier in the 1960s where shit was always bad. So there was, I mean, they obviously had times where, you know, they might want to actually ride the bus instead of walk. Right. Or, you know, I don't know, whatever the time we're in the 60s.
I mean, are there Waffle Houses in Ohio?
Yes.
So
once,
like,
I'm a Bowling Green,
Ricky's, it starts like
one out there.
It starts like southern, like the southern of Michigan, like the more south you go.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of like, you're gonna see the same shit. You're gonna see an effort of a boycott, but like, people still gonna support it, like, no matter what, like how it was done. Maybe that particular one might get a, like, they might see like a downsize in their customers that are in there, like, to eat. But as far as I'm like boycotting that whole franchise, like, it's kind of like is not that many people around, like, to make that voice, to make, start a revolution like that, to sit there and say, like, yo, we gonna boycott this whole franchise, make them, hit them where it hurt them in their pockets. But you got, it's too hard to do. I feel like it's, nobody's that well structured like it was back in the day.
No, I think people were stronger, like you said, way more organized, and I feel like there was just more direction. I feel like now niggas just get mad. I'm not saying we don't have a right to be upset with what's going on, but I personally don't think we need to boycott Waffle House.
Listen, if Americans,
for that kind of situation,
if Americans can eat Taco Bell breakfast nowadays, we are not divided. We are not united as one. We are not.
Not in the slightest. No.
We let anything pass. We let anything slide. If you go like, yeah, Taco Bell breakfast, yes, let's let that ride.
Man, go outside. Go. Don't boycott the Waffle House. Go to a police station and make a statement. Go outside of a government office and make a statement. Like, be seen and
heard. I mean, you voice at both locations, I feel like. You voice at the Waffle House where it happened at, and then you voice at the local police department where it took place at, and then you voice both parties. Like, yo, you called the police for what? Like, what was the issue? What? Why did they call the police?
Yeah, I got the report right here. It says that in North Carolina, I guess a teen was 16 years old. He was dressed in prom attire. I guess he was out celebrating prom.
Right.
And I guess he got into an argument with an employee at in North Carolina at the Waffle House. They called the police, and I guess hella excessive force was used.
But, like, aren't these cops trained in negotiation, though? I feel,
yes,
like,
they're supposed to be.
Why do you got to jump to excessive force versus, like, all right, well, you're a kid, it's prom night. I'm not trying to beat your ass. Like, come on now. I'm an adult. You're a kid. You feeling yourself. It's your night. Cool. I'm going to smooth my way out of this. I'm going to finesse my way out of this without being on social media. You feel me? And I'm pretty sure the cop in those shoes is always the cop that fits the picture in the description of these stories. So it's like, you're always, like, targeted. Like, both sides are always going to be a target. You're going to always fit that story. So at the end of the day, these cops need to practice more on neutralizing the situation before they jump to, like, oh, let me choke somebody out or do some, like, some excessive force. That should be unnecessary all the time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I'm not even sitting up here saying dude wasn't even wilding out. He could have been in the Waffle House wilding out. He could have been on some wild shit, and maybe you need to get some extra attention. But why did you have to choke him by the neck? Why are you slamming him on the window? Why are you doing all that shit? Like,
right.
We seen, like, I know friends, like, in college. Like, I ask white kids this all the fucking time because they had friends who have had shit like MIPs on their record. I've had friends who were in high school. You've probably seen this shit where you were from, Wall Lake and shit. Motherfuckers have a house party. Cops show up. They run from the cops.
Yeah.
Imagine that white friend is running from that cop and gets shot and killed. Now, he was doing some wild shit he had no business doing, but do you deserve to get shot in that manner?
No.
Do you have to have excessive force used on you in that manner?
No.
Cops have like 5 steps at least before you can shoot
right.
or kill or any of that manner. Apparently, that doesn't apply to black people, so.
No, like I said, I think they need to practice more on neutralizing, because I feel like if a cop was to break it to you, like, these are your outcomes from the situation. You being embarrassed and going to jail in front of your friends and your mama got to get you out, and you potentially ruin the rest of your life over tonight, or you just going to calm the fuck down and leave the Waffle. Like, either way, you could have neutralized the situation where it would have, like, gotten better and no excessive force, no violence would have had to be used, and they need to exercise that more often. I'm sorry.
Like, and let's be very clear, too. We're not even just saying this is white cops. This is police officers in general, because we just seen in Detroit, Damone Grimes, rest in peace. I hope I said his first name right. I greatly apologize if I didn't.
R.I.P.
But he was tased by a cop. 15 to 16 years old, tased by a cop in Detroit, and he died in the EMS. He died in the motherfucking EMS. And you can hear the cop. They show, like, the cam. Like, this
just happened today?
No. It happened. It was reported, I think, like last weekend or this weekend. But they show like the cops were talking to each other, and they covered their body cams, and then tell what happened, like covering as if, oh, yo, we don't want this on. People they were turning them off. You see a black cop in the video too, talking about, oh, that's what happens when you want to be grown. You want to play grown, that's what happens to you. So, wow. Like, we're not at all pinning this just to be white cops or whatever. It does seem to be more white cops than black, but it does happen across the spectrum. Let's just be clear on that. But it's disappointing, and it shouldn't be happening.
It's a power thing. It's a power thing. That's all it is. Like, it's people with power. Like, they don't make the most of the money where it's, like, making feel like they flaunting. Like, you don't get that. It's just that they have the power of, like, authority. Like, yo, your freedom is judged by me, so I can jeopardize your freedom, or like you can do anything that's gonna fuck you over, and I have the say on whether you get locked up or not.
That's it. And again, I've seen what good police work looks like. Salute to my father, 25 years on the force, my uncles. I've seen what police work is supposed to look like, and the way it's being shown in America and excused by those who don't give a fuck. You know, y'all are the reason that this kind of shit keeps happening, because y'all refuse to take it seriously.
And just to let y'all know, after I did this podcast one day, I left and I got pulled over by a cop.
Well, you look problematic though, so I mean,
see what I'm saying?
You look suspicious. You know, you got your beard down to your knees and shit. Wow. You know, you deserve to get pulled over.
Here this guy go.
The same shit. Let's see what this motherfucker's up to.
Fuck you.
Fuck y'all niggas, man. Oh, shout out to white people who pay attention and actually listen to these segments, because I know it's not easy for y'all. You
it's
know,
not.
Talking about race and color. Oh my god,
blacks.
But y'all actually sitting, you know, try to learn a little bit. For those who are, we appreciate it.
Don't be alarmed. We're Negroes.
There's probably some white, some of our white listeners who probably just listen to the foolery, like learn our lingo and just stop listening.
Yo, shout out to everybody listening, whether you white,
for whatever reason,
purple,
it is.
Green, whatever reason it is, we fuck with you. We appreciate
blacks,
it.
Very appreciative.
Alternatives.
Episode 5. Fever. We're in here. Watch a little bit of NBA action. Golden State about to take on the Houston Rockets.
The overrated Rockets.
Very overrated. I mean, they look good for the games that they played in. They caught fire.
Yeah.
Against what, Minnesota? They played well against Utah, or CP3 played good against Utah.
But they still got two choke artists. Y'all didn't grab two choke artists and put them on one team. Like, what the fuck do you get out of it? What's the outcome?
And on top of that, you got, I think, the greatest team we've ever seen sitting there waiting for y'all.
Yeah.
I think you can consider that now, because we've never seen a team where four superstar, we know Steph's a superstar, KD's a superstar, Draymond, Clay, star players, but with supreme talent. We've never seen four superstar caliber players in a prime on one team.
You know,
and that's what Houston got waiting for him right now.
This season is going to solidify Golden State. They go like they already legendary, but they're going to put them like in those San Antonio talks.
100%. They'll be a dynasty.
Because what,
you
y'all,
say the D word.
Yeah, y'all won a ring in like what, how many? Like three in, out of the 4 years. So you can't, like, yeah, that's Gucci.
Does it, I feel like it's weird now. Because
or is it two out of three? I think it's 2 out of 3 years.
Yeah, 2 out of 3. But now they got KD thrown in the mix now. I feel like, I don't want to say they're a new team, but they kind of are. I mean, you got him as the X factor to everything. You know, people can't guard Kevin Durant. You may be able to fluster him for a couple possessions, but he gonna get his 30. He gonna get his 38 and 5.
Yeah, you really can't. Like, the Warriors are just a matchup nightmare. So I feel like once you try to get out there and feel like you gonna shut down one player, then that's where the problem comes in.
Yep. So you got, I think this will go 5, maybe 6 games.
I say Golden State in 5.
Yep, I don't see this being close at all. I think KD, oh, look at them. They got KD. Again, he's a matchup nightmare for everybody. Trevor Reese is not going to be able to stay in front of him. Steph's going to be Steph. He's healthy again. When Steph is at his absolute peak, he's one of the most exciting players in NBA history, pulling up from anywhere.
Boston pulling them brooms out.
What the hell happened to the Cavaliers? What the hell was y'all thinking on Mother's Day? Did y'all forget y'all had a game?
Yo, they got a team full of players that's used to playing 82 games.
That's right, exactly. Like, and even if they are making it to the playoffs, they just happy to be there. They not used to be on a stage like this with, you know, LeBron James, where the finals are an expectation.
No.
You know, Jordan Clarkson, all them guys, Rodney Hood. Maybe the playoffs a handful of times, one time, collectively a handful of times. Now you expect to get to the finals, and you see what they prepare for.
These niggas running on empty, for real.
Yep. Shit, Boston, you know, drawing up a hell of a game plan, keeping them in check, and they blew them motherfuckers out by what? How old was it? About 30 points? 20 or 30
damn
points?
Damn there. Damn there. It don't matter. It was more than 10. I think this is LeBron's final year, though. I'm going to say it again. Simply because
I think Troy's got his crystal. Let's get your crystal ball out, Troy. Let's look into the future a little bit. Okay.
LeBron James will be in Los Angeles. Whether he's a Laker or a Clipper, he's going to Los Angeles.
Which seems more realistic to you, oh wise one?
The Clippers. Honestly, the Clippers, because like I wasn't gonna, they both seem realistic. The Clippers, you don't have to follow up in Kobe's shadows. The Lakers, you already got a squad built. Randall, he's a free agent. Mm-hmm. I think Randall's gonna walk. Well, they're gonna let Randall walk. They can spend money to get Boogie over there, big DeMarcus Cousins.
I think that's exactly where I think he's going. Yep.
His value went down a little bit because he's coming off an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Throw LeBron James in the mix. You're gonna get rid of Ingram. You're gonna get rid of Thomas. But you got Lonzo Ball. You got, Brandon Jennings at the two.
Brandon Jennings is over there?
Yeah, wasn't Brandon Jennings over there?
No. Isaiah Thomas was there? No,
Brandon Jennings was the two over there.
With the Lakers?
Did they trade him in that package deal? Nah, Brandon Jennings was over there.
He was playing with Milwaukee at the end of the year. He was not with the Lakers. No, he was with LA. You want to bet that shit right now?
Look it up right now.
No, you got 10 push-ups if he played with the Lakers. Dead ass.
Bitch, you can't even do 10 push-ups.
You're right. So let's not even bother. It don't matter. I won't have to, bitch.
No, fuck that. We're going
to look it up right now.
We're going to have you on this bitch gasping for air, too.
He was not playing for the Lakers, I promise you. No. And I'm sorry.
Not Brandon Jennings. Caldwell Pope. That's who I meant.
Troy's really doing 10 push-ups right now, so we're going to let him do his 10. And I'm going to take this moment to, you know, thank my mom for this moment. You know, I love being able to flex on light-skinned assholes like Troy Ward. You know, he's constantly talking out of his ass, you know, thinking he knows everything. But I try to tell him, I'm humble, but I'm happy to help him in these times of need where he needs to be schooled by an NBA guru like myself.
Caldwell Pope, I'm sorry. Caldwell Pope was just another bum-ass two guard that I got mixed up when they were on the Pistons.
Very fair.
Sorry about that.
But no, I think I do agree with Boogie going to LA. I think Paul George is going to Philly. I think he'd be a good fit over there. I think Covington's going to walk.
Wow. I've never seen that one. That'd be fucking nuts.
And I think that'll be good for him. I mean, because you could let... At that point, Ben Simmons doesn't have the pressure needing to score as much as he does. You bring in a scorer like Paul George. You already still have Embiid. You have another shooter in J.J. Redick. You know, Ilias Ovi bringing back another year to keep hitting some threes. They got a good core of talent around, and I think that would make the best sense for him, honestly.
It sounds good, but Paul George is a California kid. He from Cali, so, nigga, that show, trust me, he going to be a Laker. It's a race to L.A., I feel like, for the free agents.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like Philly might be intriguing some teams, though, because they're still a piece or two away from really taking over the East and running that shit for a while. But I could see – I don't know. I don't think he's going to the Lakers, but I could see it happening.
Ben Simmons got to get that jumper together, because if he ain't got that jumper together, they not going to fucking go too far. They not.
Boston exposed the hell out of him. They said, we're going to sag bag. You're not going to just jump in the lane, do whatever you want. He did show that he could play off the ball and post up, which was pretty good. But still, in today's NBA, you got to be able to shoot. And he can't shoot a lick.
No, granted.
We've seen, you know, stars like Magic Johnson come in. He didn't really have a jumper. Jordan didn't have the most pure jumper when he started. He was really built off his athleticism. They developed it over time.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of work to do with that
Ben,
shit.
Ben Simmons definitely got a lot of work to do with his jumper. Kobe said throw the whole fucking jumper away. I think
he called his ass Roy Hibbert. Yeah. He said he was playing like Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, that's not what you want to hear.
Ricky's twin. Shout out to Ricky.
Oh,
that's right. I hope you listening to that shit too.
He said it, not me, Ricky.
Whatever. Anyway, so
I think this offseason gonna be a lot of power moves. You got a nice, decent draft coming up. So think it'll be interesting. A lot of moves going to be based around those draft picks. I'll tell you that.
Let's look at our shitty hometown. What do you see happening we're with fucked. The Pistons?
Oh, am I? This is my fucking Hail Mary right here. You want to listen to my Hail Mary?
Yes, I do. Yes.
This is what's going to happen. Dan Gilbert and LeBron James are going to part ways. Dan is going to sell the Cavs. People are going to come in because they're going to be like, all right, it's the Cavaliers. It has a name already. The Cleveland Cavaliers has a name and a fan base.
Okay.
You're going to get people there.
Okay.
And on top of that, you also have a ring there. You got LeBron James. You got that whole market. They got it on the wave. It ain't like it was the Darius Miles days. Not even them, before them. That was a shit. They gave them a little boost of energy.
They did.
But before that,
a brief moment.
Those dark days, like, it's not that in Cleveland no more. So I got a feeling Dan's going to sever ways. LeBron's going to go his way. And Dan's going to come and save Detroit. Gorse is not going to give him all of the ownership.
Wow.
Gorse is going to give him enough ownership because I feel like Gorse is just like, all right, I'm rich with a team. I'm not doing too much with it. Dan is going to bring in talent. He's going to know how to get talent here. He's going to know how to market our team to make us look good. And he runs downtown Detroit. So why not give him this property? Why not give him this ownership? Why not?
That's a hot-ass take right there. That's a very hot take. But I can see that. The Pistons are all the way lost right now. I mean, they lost their coach. They lost their president of basketball operations in SVG, which is fair. The way he fucked the Pistons and trading their pick, bringing on a huge contract. Now, granted, Blake Griffin's a good player, but $29 million a year is a lot of fucking money to be dealing with. So you got him for the next, 4 or 5 years. You got Andre Drummond, who's still stuck on a big-ass deal. Reggie Jackson stealing money and shit. He can't stay healthy. The Pistons are fucked. Oh, and like I said, you don't have no draft picks. You don't have nothing to look forward to with the future. Unless they wheeling and dealing heavy, which I can't see happening with you don't have a president to make those deals. So no. He's not going to come in and just wheel all these guys
out. If you don't have no draft picks, your first deal of order is to fucking deal out Reggie Jackson and suffer next season. That's the best plan.
Deal them out,
suffer next season, get them draft picks.
That's my hope. You need a quality point guard to really thrive in the NBA. We don't know what Andre is right now. He can be frustrating, but you can deal with his presence. He's a big, he's athletic, he can swat some shots. He can rebound. But he's very inconsistent.
And I also feel like you want to experiment with that paint, with that Blake and Andre dynamic.
Yes.
Like, we only saw it a little bit. Like, we want to still experiment with that. So I feel like they're not going to touch that really. But the point guard, I feel like they're going to really let this nigga go for draft picks.
Yep. Blake's very comfortable dealing with the ball. He's got, you know, he had DeAndre Jordan in LA. You know, Andre Drummond here is a 2.0 of that. So
yeah.
I definitely hope Reggie Jackson is their first point of order. Because his health. And even when he's healthy, he's still up and down and inconsistent.
I mean, you got to think about draft picks. Like, what's going to be – he's going to be the only one that you can put up on the trade block and be like, yo, give me any type of draft pick for next draft, like anything. And they're going to have to settle for that. And then in the future, it clears up cap space for getting him off the books. And then you got some talent you can possibly bring in, and then you can possibly hire more free agents like Kemba Walker. You know what I'm saying? Let us suck this season. Next season, Kemba Walker on a free agency, try to chop it up with him. Who going to reel him in? Dan Gilbert. Exactly.
That'd be so crazy. But it makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously, he does a ton of business in Detroit. You know, he has his companies and his family of companies here in Detroit.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. I really could. I could see him stepping into that role because wasn't he the one that was responsible for all those trades that Cleveland pulled off before the deadline, getting rid of Isaiah Thomas? He got rid of Crowder, bringing in Jordan Clarkson and all them guys.
We talking about the LeBron James show over there in Cleveland. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck is running that show.
I don't know who. That's a good point.
Like, it could be 50-50. Like, it could be half LeBron.
Right, yeah. Very well could be.
I don't know who the fuck making those calls. But, yeah, I think that's my Hail Mary for the Pistons in this offseason.
Do you see – I don't know. Do you see that do you see that propelling the Pistons to any kind of, like, hopes of the future? Because right now I still say we're stuck as fuck.
What do you mean?
Even if we – like, do you see them being successful if they brought in Dan Gilbert?
If they brought in Dan, he would know where to start. I feel like he would know how to clear up those books. And I got a feeling he would do it the way we would all hope, and that's get rid of Reggie Jackson. Like, that's the only way. Next season wise, we won't have a season. It's gonna be bad. But we're gonna. It's better for us to have a horrible season next season than for the season after next season to be great. Like, that's the only way we're gonna have to get through it. So next season, I expect us to be shitty. But the season after that, if we want some improvement, we gotta have the shitty season.
Trust the process.
Exactly. Come on, Dan.
Trust the process is a long. That's just the 90-day rule.
the process. Fuck that.
It's the 90-day rule. You got to sit. You got to wait. Collect those draft picks. Collect those expensive bills. You know, collect all the pieces of data and learning about that piece that you want to be a part of.
Fuck that. You fucked around and trusted the process and got some trash box. The fuck you did.
That's what the pisses are. And that trash box has been talking themselves up for all this time. Has been saying, we coming back. We on the way. Been teasing you at greatness, but at the deep inside, it ain't shit.
Hey, at least we got to witness a ring.
Yes, we did.
To the Lakers, though. That was so hurtful.
We did. Come on. That hurt you all.
Come on, NBA. You don't win it over Shaq and Kobe in their last years. Come on, man.
Shout out to Courtney Patterson. I love his take when he goes in.
Yeah, once off of Courtney, yeah, he a Laker head just like me.
He's like, you're not supposed to lose to motherfuckers like Kobe and Shaq. All that, like that. Like, come on, man. The Pistons, I think, the Pistons are the last, I don't want to say the last team where they could rely on just, because they had stars, but they weren't superstars.
No.
You still have a little bit of traces like that in Boston right now, and some other teams, but I think that was the last great team where without a superstar for real.
The Pistons, yeah, they had shooters though.
And I'll put them up against anybody.
They had shooters. They had Tayshaun Wedded, Rip.
Chauncey was letting it fly.
It was hard. That was a matchup nightmare when we look over.
Remember the core was strapping that mug?
He was coming off the bench going nuts.
He was. Man, the 04 Pistons were the shit. That was an epic time. Epic time in Pistons history.
Yeah.
That should have been repeated. But you know, somebody forgot to cover the inbound.
We ain't gonna talk about that. We are not gonna talk about that.
I think that's like, you know, Detroit sports fans have so many like of those just gut wrenching moments that you just.
Oh, we ain't gonna get into Lions football. That's a whole other episode. Yeah,
that's a whole other episode of depression. Yeah. You gonna turn barbecue remote for that shit? Put some Kleenex. No, I'm not even trying to throw shade. It just hurts that much. Fucking Dallas playoff. Nope, we're not going to do it. Alternative Blacks trying to keep my sanity here, trying not to black out on this microphone.
Oh, speaking of blacking out, can you believe it? In your latest segment of blacking out, ladies and gentlemen, we got to throw this motherfucker in the category of blacking out. We just have to.
Oh, yeah.
You mean to tell me this motherfucker is so inspirational?
Yes.
So motivational. And I don't even mean to talk about nobody appearance. My man's DJ Khaled. He's not like no slim, slender figure.
He's been working out for like a year and ain't lost no weight.
This man eats everything up under the sun except for one thing.
What's that, Troy?
Vagine.
Mmm.
This man don't eat no vagina. You mean to tell me all that shit talking, all that, we the best, all of that, you don't go down on your wife?
Now, this is funny because the Breakfast Club, obviously, for those who don't know, DJ Khaled went on the Breakfast Club a couple years ago. This isn't some new interview he had. It just resurfaced on Twitter now. I love when Twitter does that. They just pull up his interview, and it's him talking about about relationships and how the woman should please the man and honor the man, and the man should also honor the queen. And then he took it back to fucking 1930s and 1940s, talking about some, you like the house you living in, you like the cars you driving, like, bruh, like, that's not how it's supposed to go, Khaled.
And poor Mrs. Khaled, it was like Mother's Day and shit, like, yo, like, you didn't like take care of that for her, like, you just.
And so now, his issue is we give it oral. He don't do that for his woman. And then they asked him, like, yo, what if she wasn't cool with that? And he said, nah, that's not cool.
You know the name of Khaled's restaurant in Florida?
What's that?
Finger licking.
No, it's not. No, the fuck it's not.
I'm not bullshitting you. You so like what? Passionate with these names and everything, but you ain't doing no finger licking with Miss Khaled though.
He done made all these sex songs with all these rappers and shit. You know, he got a restaurant apparently called Finger Licking. He done been talking about this all for this time, and Khaled don't eat the box.
I'm appalled. Like, yo, you can eat everything else. You can put McDonald's in your body. But you can't eat your wife. Like, all right, man. Like,
we grown, bro. What you doing?
Like, not even on her birthday.
And you married too. It's not like he's. If you were single, you wasn't into it. Maybe I get it. Like, cause you don't want to just be out there, just you know,
right.
Face diving or whoever.
Right.
I get you don't want to do the Michael Phelps with that. No. But it's your wife, fam.
Like he got me all the way like lost. I'm like, yo, like I can't sit here and take you serious and say like, yo, like you not. Eating your wife's box though, like anniversary, like wedding anniversary, birthday, like New Year, like Happy New Year, we the best, like none of that, like you ain't doing nothing. Like,
why don't you marry him? No, he don't do that shit. No, damn well he don't do that shit. Let's be real about DJ Khaled. He's annoying.
Yes,
he's. We just seen it too. We seen the video of her trying to work out, and he on Snapchat recording the shit out of her the whole time. Talking about something, you can do it, babe. Yeah, one more.
She was beating his ass.
I told you we can do it. She said, shut the fuck up. I don't need all that shit like you do.
Yeah,
he's annoying as hell. Yeah. He's not eating your box. You know, you got a lot of shit to deal with for that. But hey, checks coming in.
Hey,
this is a whole different plan.
You know what it is.
Huh?
Them checks coming in, she's paying somebody to eat her pussy.
I think he'd be fine with that, too. I don't think he's hurt the slightest.
DJ Khaled.
I don't think he's hurt the slightest.
DJ Khaled featuring somebody that eats pussy in my bedroom. Yeah, just let me know when he's done with all of that. I'm going to just come in and stick it in.
Whatever. He probably got his video vixens taking care of him when his wife don't want to do it. You know. I'm sure he got Buffy to buy.
Hey, but at the end of the day, his wife knew what she was fucking with, and she said, I do, so.
That's it. I can't believe that shit. I mean, all men have stuff that they don't want to do. Like, I'd have been in, you know, Victoria's Secret, my girl, you know, holding her bag while she goes shopping. You know, I'd have been, you know, to, you know, musicals or concerts and shit I didn't want to go to.
Right.
You got to do shit like that. Bruh, this is a whole different landscape, B.
But that just lets you know what type of characteristics he has when it comes down to intimacy.
He showed it. Not even just intimacy, just relationship period. Like I said, he's talking about, he literally took it to the 1930s.
Right.
You like what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do all this shit
he
for
said,
you.
You like this house? like, what?
Like, it's cool, but you can still eat my shit every once in a while. Well, I don't think I'm asking too much for that.
Hey, that's what money does to people, dog. I felt like she settled for it. That's
you,
what...
Do you think you could sacrifice getting topped off for, I don't know what his net worth is, but let's say he bringing in 10 a year.
No. No. Absolutely not.
You could sacrifice the topping for 10 a year?
Nope. You,
sign up?
You could.
Shit. For 10 million a year? What? Bruh, that's an easy call. I'm sorry.
For the rest of your life.
Jerk is a work. Shout out to Jergens, by the way. Y'all better sponsor us soon.
Shout out to Jergens.
I make that work in the bathroom for 10 a year. Oh, you make that shit work, B. Troy, you never gonna get $10 million, dog. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not even gonna put that on you.
What the fuck?
We trying to pop off.
I got $10 million in the making right now. Fuck you in that petty ass $10 million. Bitch, I'm gonna get $1 billion. I'm gonna look at your little $10 million bitch ass and say, ha, how that $10 million feel, huh? And you ain't getting no head with your $10 million at that. I got $1 billion. And man, I'm loving life.
It's not happening. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
I can easily sacrifice.
Meanwhile,
that shit.
$10 million a year, you married to the female DJ Khaled.
Nah, she got good box. I'm with it. That's a good sacrifice.
You cannot fucking sit here and tell me $10 million is going to compensate head. It cannot. For the rest of your life. So that means to tell you, when a man hits the age of whatever his shit stopped working at,
I still got $10 million.
You're going to have the last final years of enjoying your penis. And when that shit don't function no more, when you feel it's dying out, and you like, damn, man, let me just get some head for this last go round. Oh, that's right. I'm going to have to jerk off with Jergens and this fucking $100 blue face.
First of all, I'm going to be fucking until I'm 200. I don't give a fuck. Wow. Let's be clear about that.
And if we don't know, his birthday is coming up and he looks like shit right now. So, yeah, go ahead.
I just got faded up. I'm out here. Don't fuck with me.
Morgan Freeman.
For $10 million, get the fuck out of here, dog. $10 million is I don't want to say it's an easy sacrifice. It's definitely not easy. But, nigga, $10 million is $10 million, bro.
You won't know. You won't miss it until it's gone.
I don't know how to describe what I want to say. I feel like
at that moment, hair is gonna be a commercial thing. Everybody gonna be getting hair.
Like, oh, it's a commercial thing.
It's National Hair Day, Eric.
It's been commercial since goddamn Luda and Shawna. What you mean?
It's National Hair Day, Eric. Oh, I don't celebrate this day today.
Nah, nigga. Oh, that's cool. You know why? Because I'm sitting on 10 mil right now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Stedman and Oprah 69 and all over the place.
Hey, that's cool. I'll be at that party. Yeah, we'll have all the motherfuckers yeah, around. Okay, and shit.
Looking that's like good. A wallflower.
One time for Oprah. What's
looking
up?
Like a wallflower. You'll be at that party.
Circle. Me and her gonna go to the Met Gala next year.
Yeah, okay. What's happening? Looking dumb as fuck, headless.
Shit.
Yeah, okay.
I don't need it for 10 mil. Stop playing.
You
bro.
Are tripping.
You fooling.
Duh. You talking about $10 million?
At alternative black. Oh no. At alt underscore blacks on Twitter, IG. Am I tripping for real? 10 million sacrifice for no dome for the rest of my life. 10 a year. Guaranteed 10 a year for the rest of my life. I'm sorry. That is an easy choice.
You tripping.
Easy.
You tripping.
Easy.
You tripping.
Easy choice.
No matter
bro.
How good you feeling, why, yeah, I got this Versace shirt on. I'm in my Lambo. I got all these bands, nigga. I'm sitting on hella cheese.
You act damn. Like I'm by myself. All I'm giving up is dome.
I want this
bitch
to
it.
Give me some hair, right? Oh,
that's all
wait,
I'm
what?
Giving up. That's all I'm giving
but
up.
But you're still giving head.
But I'm still getting pussy out the deal.
You're giving head and getting pussy, right?
Sure. It's not like I'm giving head and going to sleep after. Like, this isn't, you know, that's not what's happening here. It's not train wreck, nigga.
Money
like,
doesn't buy everything.
Shit, 10 mil.
We'll oh, you gonna get your toppy bot?
Wow. We've already heard from a listener who the first to get a toppy bot would be. And it ain't me, motherfucker. Okay. Fuck you.
We get a toppy bot, name it after a motherfucker's mom. How about that?
You ain't shit.
No, fuck
Troy's
you.
A terrible person.
No, fuck you. Fuck this I do not. I'm sorry. Money can't buy happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It can't.
We'll see. Let somebody write you a check. We'll see. We'll see. Let Oprah walk up to you talking about some Troy. You get 10 million.
You got to give me 500 M's on the spot, and I'll be satisfied
you
with
that. You acting like 10 M's not a lot.
It's not.
Stop playing, dog.
Because your ass could be dead before that whole year is up.
Let's assume you don't die for, like, let's say you make it to 80, 85.
Bro.
Okay.
I would rather be chasing these M's, getting more than 10 million. And get my dick sucked at the same goddamn time.
I already got my M secured, and all I had to do was give up some toppy. No problem.
How do you live as a man?
Fuck. That's how. Okay. Jergens. That's how.
That's shit. Still not no top.
Kill you on these mics. That's how.
That's still not no top.
That's all
top.
The fuck I gotta do.
Bitch.
Fuck out of here. I will out-rap
you any day.
Oh, what?
On
let's
these
go.
Mics.
Put up that jet ski beat. Let's go. Shout out to T Grizzly. Let's go.
I'm sorry. We talking to Eric Jetski right now. Get the fuck out of here.
You, nigga. What's up?
This nigga gonna get on these mics trying to rap.
Fuck you. What's up for T Grizzly? One of the hottest mixtapes out right now. Mixtapes, Jesus Christ. Albums out right now.
Shout out to Grizz.
Activated in stores. Niggas don't even say
everywhere.
That
shit is on all platforms.
No.
That's what they say. It's on all platforms.
Real quick though. When's the last time you heard somebody say that? My album in stores. Remember that? Remember you had to run to Target
it's
to get an
album
while. And shit?
It's been
now
a while.
Now it's just you wake up, push play.
It's been a while. Hey.
That used to be my favorite saying when I was a kid. Yo, my shit's in stores.
I did the digital dash.
Album in stores. Hey.
Everything is digital nowadays.
Everything, man. And yeah, so back to T Grizzly again. Activated, one of the hottest things moving right now.
Yeah, that shit crazy to hear Lil Pump say "Skated" on a hell of a beat and to have a Detroit cadence on that shit like that.
You
shit,
told me he killed it too.
Yeah, yeah.
You said he was riding on that shit and he did.
It's crazy. You hear a lot of like from public perception. You hear a lot of mixed reviews on his album. People are like, oh, well, it's like what he been putting out already. But it's like he showed you that he can actually rap and write a song. So like. That's where it goes back to traditional rap versus these new rappers. He's representing these new rappers, but on top of that, he can actually write a fucking rap song. So
You talking about Grizz or Lil Pump?
Grizz.
Okay.
Talking about T Grizzly. So, you know, he's out here doing his thing, representing Detroit with the, like, raw, like, Detroit sound. And
100%. I've said this before. He don't sound too different from any other Detroit rapper we didn't heard, but his shit's connecting.
Yeah.
On all cylinders. He has not missed yet.
He not missing at all. And, like, I feel like, yo, if you from Detroit and you finally, like, no disrespect to everybody who out in the game who came from Detroit, but, like, you get that commercial of, like, that Detroit local commercial that finally makes a commercial, and you're like, oh, shit, yeah, the seal is broken now. Like, hell yeah, let's rep them now. So, like, I can't hate on them.
I like Two Vaults is hard. Jet Ski Grizz is hard.
Yeah.
Fuck It Off with Chris Brown is going to be a smash.
Listen, I like the other one he got with Yachty.
Light.
Yeah, I fuck with Light.
That shit cool. I wish you didn't put it on. Well, you know, two songs.
Yeah.
Can we please, like, get rid of Lil Yachty, please? Hip hop does not need Lil Yachty, bro.
That's his mess. You know what? Yachty got bars in there somewhere. He gonna pull them off the bag on you and fuck y'all up. Watch.
I'm not. I'll let me know when that happens because I'm not waiting around for it. What else? He got the record with Jeezy. I'm fucking with.
Yeah, that one fire.
Low was tight. I like that shit.
Yeah.
He got 18 songs. I was not expecting that long, but I mean.
No, I mean, first album-wise, you got to just hit him from all angles. And Grizz is making an imprint to be like, I feel like he's going to be one of those rappers that is going to be still around, like, by next year. If he does his business right, stay at his craft, he'll be successful probably within he's successful now, but he's going to be solidified within a year or two, I feel like.
That's what it's all about in hip-hop. I feel like anybody can have a moment, but not everybody can last 10, 15-plus years. Like,
no.
Niggas, it's I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's pretty damn hard. I'm honestly scared the Migos last 10 years from now. How long? They when did Versace pop?
Versace?
Have they been in 10 years?
No. Mm-mm.
No, I'm tripping.
Versace popped in, like, what, 2012?
Something like that.
Yeah, Versace popped like in 2012, I think.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think longevity in hip hop now is so fucking rare. Like, we gonna see that with, like, even outside, we talked about it. We have the elite guys. Drake's gonna be here 10, 20 years. Kendrick's gonna be here 10, 20 years.
Who?
Cole's gonna be here 10, 20 years. I'm not leaving addressing that bullshit. Outside of that, who can you really sit here and say of the new class, of not only to say new class, but of the younger, like 30 and under generation, who's really finna be here for 10, 20 years?
Big Sean. I can throw Sean in there. He got some work to do, but I can throw Sean in there. Like, you making that fucking stupid face right now, but I can throw Sean in there.
Sean coming up to 10 years. His first mixtape was like 09, if I'm not mistaken. FF1, I think it was 09. I was at Eastern at the time when I passed the fuck out. That's what I was at Eastern Michigan. I went up to the gym. I'll tell you what happened. I went to the gym and I was working out. But before I went up, I didn't fucking eat like an idiot. So I just went up in there. I'm running on a treadmill. Wow. I'm lifted. I'm as stupid as you can be. I went up to get some water with my homeboy and shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to get some water. Up, flat on the ground. I was like, face flat on the ground. Fall, pass out. I got a lump on my head as big as whatever you can. I got a mountain on my face,
that
bro.
That shit's still there.
Low key, it is. I'm dead ass about that. The bump is still motherfucking there. So I go in there, and my homeboy, who I used to run back in high school, there's Luther Joey. He comes to see me and shit. I'm sitting here with a big ass lump on my head. My face is fucked up. He's like, yo, man, I gotta show you this shit, man. You gotta hear this mixtape. You gotta hear this shit. I'm like, motherfucker, I just got out the hospital. You better ask me if I'm okay. I don't give a fuck about no music right now. Like, no, just push play. Just listen to this shit. And it is Big Sean, FF Volume 1.
Uh-huh.
And it was banging.
Yeah.
Absolutely banging this shit. I felt like the whole mouth disappeared off my head and shit.
No, that shit's still there. He's still ugly as fuck. But thanks, no, man. I think Sean, what it is that he needs to go back to his fucking roots. I feel like he is testing like these new creative juices and creative outlets. Like, that's what you want to do, but like do that shit in the studio and practice with it, and then be like, all right, I don't know if I'm gonna put this out yet, but I feel like he walked away from his what he was giving us, what made us like fall in love with his craft, and I was like, all right, well, you introduced your scene, your local people, your local artists and fans, like, to this type of like style and rhythm and flow, and then you got the whole platform. You can do that with the whole world now, but now you just ran a whole other direction. You gave us like just a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you teased us with just a little bit. Like, all right, yeah, I'm this. This is the flow that y'all like. This is the style y'all like. And then now I'm gonna kill it and give y'all something that I want to give y'all.
I kind of disagree a little bit. I feel like the reason he hasn't taken off is because he's kind of stuck with the same shit.
Really?
How many times have you heard the Moves flow where he just raps hella fast on like a verse for no reason and shit, where he tries to pack a billion words in one fucking sentence for no reason? Give me the ball, the half tag, the half back, like ass back.
I mean, dude, you got Pull Up and Wreck. Relax. You got Pull Up and Wreck.
Pull Up and Wreck was hard, but I've told you this 100 times. I think Sean's biggest problem is, again, I'm the biggest Big Sean stan around, and I don't call myself a stan for nobody, but I fuck with Big Sean heavy, but I'm still objective.
Boy.
And I think where he really hurts himself is he works with too many fucking people.
Yeah.
He kind of puts himself like a DJ Khaled rapper. If you want a song with like three, if you look at all his biggest hits, Ass, that shit didn't take off till Nicki Minaj got on. What are the radio shit he done had? One Man Can Change the World, Big Sean, Kanye, John Legend, Marvin and Chardonnay, Roscoe Dash and Kanye, Blessings, Drake, and Kanye on the remix. What was the other one with Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign? Like, just all his singles have like 2, 3, 4 people on it.
Wait, roll it up.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what track was that? That was Wiz and Chris Brown. That was off Chris Brown shit though.
Oh shit! Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I totally forgot the name of it. That was off the
Fortune album. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, but see, but that's what I'm saying. Like, everything is just a big ass collab with him. Like, Bounce Back is just him. Moves was just him. Like, stand on your own, bro. Like, you see the elite guys, they have music and albums where they can carry it by themselves.
I think what it is, he needs an album with different production, and we can have different flows. Like, give us tracks. Give us an album with tracks from Mustard, tracks from Ye, tracks from Metro, tracks from 808. Like, give us a variety, but, like, just don't be, like, so, like, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to album mode, Sean, like, it gets a whole different angle. Like, he's got, I don't want to give up on him yet. I feel like he's still got it in there somewhere in the stash.
Shelf the Jhené Aiko project for now. Like, just give us something.
I don't talk about that one.
Give us, yeah, because, yeah, that shit was not clicking. 2088 had, like, one song I liked. And I haven't listened to
that shit. I felt that shit was rushed too.
It was a lot of. That's the second rush project he didn't have. Then there's that, and then he had the shit with Metro Boomin, which came out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, and I thought that shit was gonna be like crazy, like fire.
You would expect so. We hear all the shit he does with Future. You hear all the crazy beats he dropped for Thug. Oh shit, Sean about to catch something crazy.
No,
nope. Fumbled that shit. That shit was mad disappointing, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
that just seemed like a Roc Nation, like, just prayer, because I feel like he's being mismanaged right now.
Look at who his fucking boss is. Look who's
what's that guy's name again?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, he I mean, that could.
He was drugged the fuck out, bro.
No, yeah, man, I haven't given up on Sean, man, but. He's got to come with something.
Just give him the benefit of the doubt when the next album rolls around.
He's earned it.
Yeah.
I'm giving him time. Like I said, he's still young. But he still has a lot to prove.
But he going his own creative ways. But then I hate to compare it, but look at J. Cole and he going his creative ways. And niggas goes platinum. So
exactly. Like,
I can't knock it. I can't compare him. But, yeah, give Sean a little bit more chances and he going to find his way. He going to find his way.
Would you want to hear him on something with T. Grizzly?
Sean sound good with local artists. I mean, he sound like when he had Payroll on the track on, what was that, Hall of Fame?
Yep, with Jeezy.
It sounded straight.
Mm-hmm.
It just got to be organic. Like, you can't walk into the booth and try to implement something different for something that's going to already, like, just be natural and be its own thing, you know what I'm saying, organically versus, like, all right, well, I see it's going to sound like this and sound like that, but not, let's not give it what it what they're expecting to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's give it something different. Let's shock everybody. When it's like, nah, like, give us what we want to hear first. And then if y'all want to continue to do some shit, then shock us. But nah, if you're on a track with T-Grizzly, let Hell of a produce the beat, and then let us hear some the shit that we need to hear.
I feel like if he were to fuck with T-Grizzly on a record, I feel like it has to be something like the Detroit versus Everybody shit. I don't know if that's gonna fit with him. Like, I feel like Grizzly's like a real street rapper. Yeah. Sean is not.
It'd have to be some, I mean, but Grizz is on track, so Chris Brown. I mean, like, yeah, Chris Brown R&B, but Chris Brown thugged the fuck out.
Bro. I be thugged the fuck out, bro.
Chris Brown be thugged the fuck out, bro. But no, Breezy thugged out, but like, I feel like it wouldn't be hard for Sean to like get on that track with Grizz. I don't think it'll be that hard.
We'll see. I was kind of suspicious about the Days track, but they made that shit work.
Perfect example.
And that wasn't even, I thought about it. So I'm like, does that shit only pop in Detroit?
You ready?
Nah, that shit was moving
around. I got two tracks for you.
Okay.
I'm Out Here Remix.
In
that I'm a Detroit player stacking my paper.
But
hey.
Again, but that was a bunch of niggas on the track though. That wasn't just.
But you had Doughboy's Cash Out on there.
Right, which is like still.
You had some like some gutter shit on there. Mm-hmm. So like
Say It Ain't was on that shit, yeah.
And that I'm Out Here, that was all Dusty.
True.
Dusty is another like Detroit sound. So like you had Dusty on there and I feel like he knew how to play with the cadence and catch the beat. So I can see if Sean and Grizz did some shit, it could take off. Like I said, Grizz got to keep staying. They have to keep that organic creative control. They can't sit there and let it just go industry.
Did you like Detroit versus Everybody?
No.
Whoa.
I didn't.
Really? For real?
I get it. The unity is legit. Like everybody individually had, like it was cold, but I feel like it was rushed. As well, like I feel like that was a rush project. Like they could have spent more time on it, and then they could have made that better. It was good, don't get me wrong, but they could have made it better.
I don't know, man. I was fucking with it. I mean, I personally didn't like the third guy on there, but I mean, you know, that's cool.
Bruiser.
That's
Mike Crow.
I was fucking with it. I like Royce opening up. Sean, I think held it. Hey, to Sean's credit, when Sean has to step up and really show his ass on a record with like Eminem or Sean or not Sean or
featuring that, Sean is your best boss, Sean. Featuring Big Sean is the best Sean.
Always the best Sean. When he's got to hold his own with the click, he's always on his best shit. Yeah. Mercy, yes, but yeah, and then, I don't know. I was fucking with it. I
thought it could have been better. I feel like it was rushed. I think they could have took more time with that and they would have made that shit sound better. Way better.
You know what I like? I like just the fact that you just see Detroit together for a change.
Yeah, yeah. No. The unity was A1, and then you had all different sounds. But again,
you don't see enough of that with Detroit rappers.
I think they could have made the beat a little bit better. No disrespect to the producer, but it could have been structured way better. Like it could have been structured way better than what the fuck it was.
I feel you on that. Well, shit, who knows? I mean, shit, 2018 been a hell of a year. A lot of good music been dropping. Maybe Sean got something in his stash.
I mean, maybe he got something. He canceled his tour for a reason.
He did cancel his motherfucking tour. And that's when I knew he was having a problem because that whole tour, he was promoting old music.
Yeah.
Now, me as a day one fan, I was loving that shit as a fan. But when you analyze it, it's like, yo, you're way too young and early in your career to be talking about old music.
Yeah,
like
no.
That's not a good look for, what, 28, 29 years old? Like, come on,
yeah,
bro.
No, Sean, he ain't about to reach in. Like, come on, no, we ain't.
It's too early for that, bro.
Yeah, like, you have good bodies of work, but, like.
Could you imagine Drake fucking previewing, like, you the best?
I was about to say, no. He don't have to necessarily, like, he don't on, have bro. To go out and say it, but he goes to his shows and he does it. Mm-hmm. What Charlamagne was saying about when he shut down the Garden, he said, man, this man was performing, like, just numerous records, and I feel like he didn't have to promote that in his tour. Like, oh, I'm about to be promoting all my old songs, but like he reminded you during the like show, like, yo, don't forget, I got these hits from back in when, which Sean could do and put out the same music at the same time. I just think probably just bad timing for real. Like the real hip hop heads who started from Big Sean from day one want that same shit. Like, mm-hmm. we've seen his capabilities or what he can do on the beat. So,
yeah, well, hopefully he brings it back. You know, his boss not gonna bring it out of him, but we'll see. We'll
he is drugged the fuck out, bro.
Kids don't end up like Kanye West.
Please don't.
I guess we can get on out of here.
Yeah.
We didn't give people enough today.
Think we're about to shut the lights off on this.
Yes. Again, thank you all for checking us out. We on SoundCloud, iTunes, all of the above. We taking over the internet and the podcast game.
Yeah.
Shout out to, let's see, my homie Anthony. He's actually getting married soon. He's a big fan of the show. We've been talking about it for a while. Hey, Brown, I see you, boy. Anybody want to shout out?
Shout out to everybody who's been listening and really fucking just supporting the whole like growth and movement. It's starting off slow, you know. We got merch coming soon. Like, be on the lookout for our from shirts, t-shirts to dad hats to fucking sweatshirts, hoodies,
all of the above,
sweatpants. Like, we got that shit coming, and we just appreciate the support and everybody who witnessed this shit from ground up when we first was putting this shit in the mix. So, you know, just shout out to everybody who listening. Shout out to all the mothers again for Mother's Day, and really. Me and this black piece of shit sitting across from me wouldn't be here without you mothers, you know?
You sitting up here talking about Mother's Day, and then you go throw insult. What would your mama always say? What'd your mama say? If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
I mean, but
or in your case, we don't care what you have to say, Troy. Just go the fuck upstairs.
That's what I gotta deal with.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Don't forget, always remember, everybody, don't be a bitch.
Be elite, okay?
We'll see you next episode. Be easy.